Yep.
All right, live at the 2016 Adult Entertainment Expo in Las Vegas here on Friday, day three, with the lovely Miss Casey Calvert. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
How's your weekend here at AE going?
It's going great so far. Halfway over.
Yeah. Well, you said today's your only day of signing, right?
Yes, today is the only day of signing. I've been busy doing a bunch of other things, and so I can't come here and not sign because everyone will be so disappointed, and it's so fun for me to come and meet my fans and the people who come say hi to me. And so I had to make some time in my crazy schedule to come and sign, and here I am.
So tell us, how was your 2015?
My 2015 was pretty darn great. I shot a lot of really hot scenes. So I'm very, very satisfied with how my year went. I hope 2016 is equally as awesome.
So you got any plans for 2016? Any idea what you want to do?
The same stuff. I'd love to. The only thing I haven't done is shoot a showcase. And I would love to work with a director and shoot a really awesome showcase. But other than that, I'm just going to keep doing all the stuff I've been doing.
Are you nominated for any awards at the show?
I have 3 sex scene awards.
Any particular one you're rooting for?
I would love most of all to win Best Double Penetration, my double anal scene that Mason shot for Hard X back late 2014 is nominated, and that was my first double anal, and I think it's one of my best scenes ever.
Yeah.
And so I'd love to win that. I don't know how much of a chance I have, but it would be awesome.
So are there any like dream scenes or anything left to shoot that you haven't done yet that you'd like to?
No, actually, I've shot everything. I fulfilled every fantasy. Now I'm just doing them all again.
Now, are there any performers, male or female, that you haven't worked with that you'd like to? Anybody you got your eye on?
There's a bunch of new girls, like those ones standing right there, Kira Noir and Evie, who I have not worked with yet, who seem awesome. But of the big names who I haven't worked with, I've never worked with Skin Diamond. And she has been on my list since I was brand new, and people are asking me, who do you want to work with? And I still have not worked with her yet, so maybe the stars will align.
Yeah. Well, I know she's on a little bit of a break from Boy Girl, but I believe she's still doing Girl Girl, isn't she?
I believe she is still doing Girl Girl, and conveniently, I have a vagina.
That works out very well. Well, as far as the Spiegel Girls, talk to Anna Galbraith. I was talking to her in Exotica, New Jersey, and she was talking about she wanted to do like a little Spiegel Girl orgy here. So her and McBlue might be doing something. Talk to her about that.
Yeah, it would be super hot, without a doubt. I love working with all of my Spiegler sisters. They're the best.
So do you feature dance at all?
I don't. I keep getting asked all the time. I don't know. I don't think I'd be very good.
Well, like I said, I've had this conversation numerous times with other girls. The thing about feature dancing, it's not about the stage show, the dance. The point of feature dancing is it allows you to travel the country and go to small towns and meet your fans who can't make it to these conventions.
That's what I hear, and I've spoken to one of the feature dance agencies, and who knows? It keeps popping up, and people keep asking me, so you never know.
Well, like I said, they don't go there to see the show. They go there to meet you, to take a photo, get an art. The show is just secondary. The whole point is to get to meet you.
Right, I just don't want to embarrass myself.
There's no such thing. Like I say, you don't have to be an awesome dancer. You can get up there and
be a mediocre dancer. Just, you know, take off my clothes.
Yeah. Honestly, I say I've been to a couple dozen different feet, and I think maybe like two girls have ever like worked the pole at all. That's it.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
So.
Yeah.
All right. So you've been in the business for a little while now. How long have you been in the business?
A little bit over 3 years.
Very cool. Okay. Are there any goals or any things you'd like to accomplish over the course of your career?
Besides shooting that showcase, I just want to keep continuing on the trajectory that I'm going on and keep getting nominated for awards and, you know, hopefully win a few and just, you know, grow my name and my brand and all of that.
Think maybe you might want to direct or start your own company down the road someday?
If the right opportunity presented itself, I would love to.
All right. Sounds good. Last question here. How do you define good sex? What makes sex good for you?
Oh, man. What makes sex good for me is if I lose track of time during it. If we finish and I can't tell if we fucked for 5 minutes or 5 hours, that's when it was good sex.
Yeah, when you get lost in the moment.
Exactly.
All right, thank you very much. So how can your fans contact you?
You guys can find me on Twitter at CaseyCalvertXXX, on Instagram at CaseyCalvert, and those links and everything else at CaseyCalvert.com.
All right, well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, and we hope to see you again in the future.
My pleasure.
Thank you.